USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump does not believe his second meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will be the last.
Chairman Kim and I have a very good relationship. I wouldn't be surprised to see something work out.
The president also had a prediction regarding the meeting next week between the two leaders in Vietnam.
We've made a lot of progress. We've made a tremendous amount. That doesn't mean this is going to be the last meeting, because I don't believe it will. But we have subjects to discuss which will be very fruitful.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett was officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the police on Wednesday for allegedly filing a false police report in connection with his attack claims. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain are affecting 200 million people across the United States, and 39 states are seeing the effects of that winter weather. Places that don't usually see snow, such as Las Vegas, Nevada, could be seeing snow for the second time in 4 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin with a message for the United States, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Russia's president delivering an annual address to his nation, but it includes a loud warning for the United States following its pullout from a Cold War-era nuclear arms treaty. Here's Putin speaking through a translator.
We are not interested in confrontation, and we do not want it, let alone confrontation with such a global power like the United States of America. But it looks like our partners do not see how and at what pace the world is changing and in which direction it is going. They continue their destructive and obviously wrongful politics.
Putin also claiming in his speech that Russia has a new hypersonic missile that can fly at 9 times the speed of sound.
An Alabama native who wants to return to the United States with the 18-month-old son she had with her ISIS husband is not welcome here. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nurse who says she was in love with Patrick Frazee is giving details on how he allegedly killed his fiance. Prosecutor Jennifer Veman describes Idaho resident Crystal Kenny's testimony.
November 22nd, Thanksgiving, Patrick kills Kelsey in a horrific manner with a bat in the back of the head as Kelsey is sniffing candles with a blindfold over her eyes.
Having your student loans deducted from your paychecks each month could become a reality if a new proposal from Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee becomes law. Kristen Tate writes about taxes and government waste for The Hill. She's also the author of a book titled, How Do I Tax Thee? Tate tells Fox Business that sometimes four-year colleges aren't for everyone.
Well, I think a lot of kids actually shouldn't go to college. You know, all trade right. School is a great option for many students. The problem is that so many students are encouraged to bury themselves in debt for degrees that are just not a good return on investment. For example, my brother's best friend used government-backed loans to get his bachelor's degree in archaeology. Well, he couldn't find a job when he got out of college, so now he's living with his parents, working retail, trying to pay back these loans. These kids have been sold a bill of goods, and now they're being told by the media that it's not their fault, it's capitalism's fault. So I think this is part of the reason we've seen a big push towards socialism among millennials and this push to free college and student loan forgiveness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.